There is a new organization in the state called the Texas Business Leader Alliance. Brand new, but it's got an interesting mandate. It represents all these businesses spread out across the state, but tries to tie them through civic engagement. They've got some new surveys out that show that it's good for business to be involved in the community and in civic affairs. Sharon Jones is executive director of the TBLA, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So tell me, in the most rudimentary ways, I outlined what the Texas Business Leader Alliance is. You explain it to me. What's the purpose?
Sure. The Texas Business Leader Alliance is empowering business leaders in Houston and across Texas to help shape the state's economic future through civic engagement, recognizing that business success and community well-being are intrinsically linked. We founded the organization after commissioning some studies that revealed in early 2024 that 97% of Texas business leaders recognize the importance of civic engagement, yet 64% believe businesses could participate more actively in civic processes.
So tell me what you mean by civic engagement. How do businesses get involved in the communities?
We believe that businesses can be civically engaged by learning, listening, leaning in on policy discussions and weighing in on those discussions as it relates to business interests and community interests.
So this is statewide or is this within municipalities?
Our goal is that we become statewide, and we do have some participating members in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well as Houston and across the state.
Boy, I tell you, trying to reach a consensus in Austin right now. I mean, the way the legislature is, there seem to be splits within splits. How can you figure out who to influence and who to talk to?
Sure. What we're hoping to be is a repository for factual information, for database information that reaches beyond any political borders and makes common sense and common ground. So we're a collaborative of business leaders, a nonpartisan connector between private sector, government, and community stakeholders.
This seems like, I mean, it seems like a great idea. It also seems like an organization that will do well and be funded well and supported well during good times. But boy, I tell you, when the economy slows down and you look at businesses, especially small and mid-sized business, it's sort of every man for himself.
Yeah, we're really hoping that we will be a resource hub for business leaders that are looking for opportunities to engage and a catalyst for economic growth and community development. It's our desire to be a platform that identifies practical solutions to Texas economic challenges and serves as a place where business leaders and lawmakers alike can come for just the facts.
So what are the top policy issues right now? Where do you start?
We think that some of the key focus areas will be, of course, economic development and workforce policies. Healthcare is always a big topic of discussion amongst our engaged leaders. Cross-sector collaborations, where can business, private and public, come together for good? And business and community partnerships. Those are some of the top things that we find our leaders want to talk about.
How do you, or do you try to guard against this being top-heavy? Because there are a lot of gigantic multi-billion-dollar corporations that are based here, and there are a staggering number of small businesses spread across the state. I mean, this is an enormous state.
It is, and even within municipalities, there are a vast array of mom and pops all the way to, you know, big corporations, oil and gas, and we've really purposely built our advisory council with small business owners, as well as CEOs and leaders in large businesses, as well as Chamber of Commerce leaders, so that we have representation of all kinds of business voices at our table.
You know, there are a lot of organizations. We talk to the National Federation for Independent Business here with some regularity. They have a very high profile within the state and within, you know, the city of Austin when the legislature is in session. Around here, we've got the North Texas Council of Governments. We've got regional chambers. How do you be sure that you all are working in a coordinated effort and not at cross purposes?
We think that business communities are dynamic and growing, and that there's room to expand civic engagement opportunities. You know, the research showed a significant interest. We talked to 500 business leaders of businesses small and large, and they all believe that there is space for these types of discussions. And we hope to bring all the other those organizations to our table as well, so that, that we can, you know, move in our policy discussions in a way that is inclusive of all, and that really touches upon the interests of all.
So, where do you get funding to, for a startup like this when you've got whatever it is, 254 counties, I guess, that ultimately you'd like to operate in?
We do have some philanthropic funding to get us kickstarted, and as we move forward, we'll be looking at ways to sustain ourselves.
Are you an offshoot? There's a Texas Business Leadership Council, I know, that's been around probably 30 or 40 years. Are you an offshoot of that?
We're a separate organization, and we have members, participating members in TBLA who are also members of the Leadership Council. And we are, you know, we are not in competition with any of the organizations, but looking to work together and really wanting to be sort of the research arm of business leaders, a place where business leaders can determine which things they want to learn more about, so that they can engage on these topics. And our webpage and our quarterly seminars are designed to educate and inform.
So I know you're going to be active and are probably gearing up to be active, you know, the next legislative session and have all the groundwork done before that. But there are lots of municipal elections, bond elections, and we had a tremendous number of propositions, some very controversial, that were voted on in North Texas. Will you drill down? Will you be involved in those?
What we will do is provide information to our leaders on those topics that they're interested in. We're helping our members to overcome barriers to engagement. Many business leaders, especially those running smaller or independent enterprises, have time constraints or resource limitations that make sustained civic participation challenging. Some of them feel overwhelmed by the complexity of policy issues, yeah, and they may be unsure how to effectively engage. And others may express concern about political or potential business impacts of taking a public stance on contentious issues. So TBLA creates accessible, impactful pathways for civic engagement that align with the various needs and capabilities of the business community.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck. Like any startup business, I know they're going to be, there's a shakedown period, but you got to hit the ground running with all the agenda that you've laid out. Sharon
Absolutely.
Jones, Executive Director of the TBLA, Texas Business Leader Alliance. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.